I am Planta on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. A new Vancouver theater company is set to hit the board shortly with their first production. The Mid-20s Theater Society will stage its first production, This Is Our Youth, by Kenneth Lonergan. It'll run the 14th to the 23rd of July at the Review Stage on Granville Island. Bohan Bridge, an actor, filmmaker, and director, is one of the people spearheading this new company and will direct this production. He joins me now to talk about theater, this play, the necessity of this company, and more. Bohan Bridge is a graduate of Simon Fraser University and has made award-winning short films. He acts as well and has done work on the Romeo section, Imaginary Mary, and Story of a Girl. Upcoming is the film Death Note. The show stars Zach Curry, Quinn Hinch, and Mackenzie Cardwell. The website for more, the website for tickets and information is at mtstheater.com. Please welcome to the Planta Online program, Bohan Bridge. Mr. Bridge, good morning.
Hello. How's it going?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Okay, good.
So we're talking just less than a month before this thing starts, before the run begins.
Yeah.
These are obviously busy times, are they?
Definitely, yeah. It's definitely picking up the pace. We had a week off, actually, last week.
Uh-huh.
So we didn't have any rehearsals, but then that's when we launched our website and the tickets. So I had to do a lot of promo work. But yeah, we're back on rehearsals and back running. So yeah, it's getting to the bone, as they say.
So we'll talk about the theater company in just a sec, but about this work, about this play, This Is Our Youth. I'm interested in talking about what happens in the show. When is this play set?
This play, the original is actually set in 1982, so mm-hmm. in the early 80s. However, our version that we're doing is we're actually placing it in contemporary time. But with regards to, I also want to clarify, even though we're doing that, it doesn't necessarily mean we're changing any of the wording. Like,
right.
The writing is all the same.
Right.
And the only thing that's changing, rather, is just a couple of little references and the visual aesthetics and sort of, like, the tone is fairly more relating to the now. But overall, like, yeah, the original set in the 80s, and it's fairly universal with regards to its essence.
Yeah.
So I think it's actually fairly timeless regardless of where it's set at.
Yeah, I guess yeah. That speaks to the challenges, the experiences of young people, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, regardless of the play being set in the originally set for the 80s, I mean, it's relevant to today.
Yeah, it's quite fascinating actually, because like there's definitely a lot of parts in it, which is I guess specifically catered to the 80s, like with Reagan being elected president and sort of like the perspective of how everyone was perceiving that, but even also just like the use of drugs, the relevance of drugs and the usage and the significance of that, but also like the significance of music as well.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the problems they deal with their parents is very like, it feels interesting because like when I was first reading this, I was reading it in the 80s, but then like it feels more relevant now than it has ever been, which is weird. And then like I talked to other people about this and they're all like agreeing it's like a cyclic, I guess life itself is like a cycle, but
yeah.
It's like even this is just like for some reason like with the relevance of like fentanyl and like the whole new rise of drug overdoses with the Vancouver community and the significance of music and I guess the election of Trump as well, because the play is actually set in New York City, so that's still staying the same, but it's just like it's very weird how it's like we've kind of gone a long way, but yet we're still finding ourselves back where we started, you know.
Yeah. A lot of us, I guess, have had a sense of Lonergan's work from Manchester by the Sea. A lot of us saw that film last year.
Mm-hmm.
He's a marvelous writer of dialogue. There's great emotion in the writing, need it be humorous or sentimental, a lot of heart, and that's often in the same sentence. I mean, is that the same in terms of the writing of This Is Our Youth?
Oh, definitely, yeah. It's really fascinating to have, first of all, like, what a privilege to do this play, because the writing itself, like, this play can just stand alone apart from any acting, even just as a literary piece. It's amazing. It's literally timeless. But, yeah, like, the writing is pretty much all his voice, and immediately everybody who's familiar with the work of Manchester, and even, like, his old stuff, You Can Count on Me,
mm-hmm.
they'll definitely sense Lonergan's voice. And, like, there's comedy, but also, like, with a sense of darkness under it, and just sort of, it's very realist and natural. You get a sense of intimacy with these characters, and it's literally him. Yeah, you can't escape him, actually.
Yeah. What's the process for you as a director and working with your actors and the other people in the company, you know, the people that design the sets and so on? Are there a lot of questions about this play, this work, and so some of the themes in it? I mean, are you sitting around talking about this sort of stuff?
We definitely do, but, like, what's really interesting about this play, because it's so beautifully and well written, I think kind of like Kenneth Lonergan kind of provides everything there for like the actors per se. Like my personal process with regards to theater is very organic and kind of like film, actually, in a sense, where it's just like I definitely provide a lot more luxury and freedom to my actors and even my crew now with regards to just like what I want with regards to creative input. And when it comes to like Quinn and Zach and Mackenzie, they're very professional. But then, and they've all read the play, and like when they come with me with ideas, they'll just like spread them and like tell me about them. But then, like when it comes to actually making decisions and like, oh, how should I feel or how should I act? I just tell them, you know what, just do whatever you feel is right. And then they end up just doing it without even having to consult me, and it ends up being a very beautiful, authentic like reaction. So like, I guess like it's very complicated, and I can't explain it within like I guess the time we have. Mm-hmm. But like I'd have to say like the process is very, very organic and very, very like fluid and all welcoming and kind of just like a reflection of sort of like how our society is going to go about with regards to the types of productions. Like there's I want to go for this authenticity, and my process just kind of reflects that. And even with production as well. Sorry, with my director, managing director Stephanie and Roxana, like even them, when they have like creative input on with regards to like set or lighting, they'll come tell me about it. But then like I just welcome all these different things, and then we just reach this like mutual consensus of what feels right, and then that goes into the play. So yeah. You'll see that when it comes out.
Yeah. Now, when people see a piece of theater, a work in the theater, they obviously good pieces of work. You know, you leave the theater thinking about various issues and knowing a little bit more than when you walked in. I'm sure that's the case with This Is Our Youth. What are some of the things that you want people who will come out to see the show in July that you want them to understand about young people? I mean, and this goes to why you founded this company, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yes. I definitely, with regards to, I guess, people leaving, and in the end, everyone will leave with something different and very personal to themselves. So you can't really, I guess that's one of the goals, is to try to like sort of get the biggest sort of like specificity with regards to how you want people to get the play. But like I think in the end you're right. Like the most important thing about this, other than just like the relevancy with on a societal level, like with the drugs and the prevalence of how we treat our kids or how kids really feel and like their perspectives on their parents. And I guess there's so much to learn with regards to that. And then in like with Jessica, like with society itself. But what I want everyone to leave with is just sort of like a closer, empathetic connection to just sort of like that, this state of early 20-year-olds, just sort of like these kids who are just like, they're just graduating out of school, and like, especially with millennials, with all these opportunities they have and like the technology that they've been provided, where it's like, in a sense, it promises you that you can do anything you want, but yet again, society still sets it up in a way where it's very hard for you to really find where you fit. And in fact, actually, when it comes to doing what you want to do, it's even harder, even though you have all these links. And I think that's a very big deal with kids, with the millennials nowadays. And I want people to sort of leave with a further understanding who do not relate to this state of being in your 20s, like early 20s, and just sort of being lost. And just like, I just graduated, but I don't know where to go. And just a closer sense of connection and a feeling where it's like, I understand. And I think that will sort of lead the way to more further understandings, you know?
Yeah, and right. I'm assuming that the people of your parents' generation felt the same way in their youth, if you will. But that empathy doesn't carry through to when, I guess, they have kids or young people in general that they encounter later on.
Well, of course, like, I guess, like, this sort of also branches out to just a general, like, the age demographic. It doesn't necessarily cater to just the 20s. But then, like, there's this thing about, I think Jessica says this in the play, where it comes to a point where, you know, you feel like you have all these thoughts and these opinions of, like, personality and philosophy and the way that life should be. But then, for some reason, once you turn 30, or there's a certain point where you just suddenly decide, well, I'm just going to be a lawyer, you know? Like, things just suddenly change, and you find yourself sort of getting into, like, the way that society is, and you just sort of go with the flow, and in a sense, you lose that identity that you developed in your youth. So I think when it comes to parents treating their kids, like, there's always, like, a mutual understanding and stuff, but I don't think necessarily it comes as close as it should be. But yet again, I'm 23, so like maybe I'm just speaking on behalf of my own experience. But just like I feel like when it comes to growing up, there's a sense of like you lose something, and like when with the times changes as well, like even people beyond 30 to as they're growing up, you know, they're still learning as well. Like we're all just learning to what's happening to now. And then I think with the kids now, even though like parents say they've been there before, they're in a whole new world. So it's like they still have a lot to learn about their kids. So that's why I'm trying to go with this play by setting it in contemporary times, because I feel like even though like these parents are saying, oh yeah, like I was 21 then and like I could relate to this, the world that they lived in at the time is very different than it is today. And I think that's kind of the importance of like achieving this new understanding.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot to learn in general. There's always a lot to learn, you know.
Yeah, I think that's the problem with older people who refuse to learn or who stop learning at a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the problems that arise from that?
Yeah,
and how
yeah.
that affects the people younger than they are.
Yeah, in a sense, they get stuck in their ways, you know. And like, but yet again, it's as if they don't know they're stuck in their ways, because like the ways to them are right. And like, I think to a certain degree, they are right. Like with certain things, we're speaking in big like generalizations here. But
yeah,
like,
yeah,
like, and I still think like the awareness of just the times changing and getting at with what is happening now, because like the whole world, the world is new to your children and to the youth. So like, it doesn't necessarily mean just because you live through youth doesn't mean you understand the youth today. Yeah.
Well, when was it that you all decided to form this company?
I think early April, so mm-hmm. about 4 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we had ideas. Like we were developing the idea for about a year before then, but then we decided to initialize it in late April. Yeah.
And I guess it speaks to one, the richness of the theater community in this town, that there are talented people in their mid-20s. But at the same time, it's a good way for theater in this town to reflect people in their mid-20s, because, I mean, that's a sort of demographic that has been, I would say, underrepresented in a certain way, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. What's really fascinating about the theater scene in Vancouver as well is, like, it's really, really booming, and it's really nice, and, like, we have such a beautiful schools here, like Studio 58, which Zach attended,
uh-huh.
and he's, like, literally a bomb house. Like, the talent we have offered today in Vancouver is amazing, and with film as well. But long story short, like, I think even though, like there's a prevalence of, like, these early 20-year-olds graduating from these schools, they have so much to offer, but then there's still, like, a certain level of just, like things that have to have like a certain demographic and be genre-fied to an extent.
Yeah.
So I think even though like there's a lot of work out there that's still not getting the light of day, which is kind of like what I struggle with my personal work and my friends, is like I have a bunch of friends and we write all the time and we have all these originals too that cater along works that are similar to This Is Our Youth or just aren't necessarily easily able to fit into a certain type of show, like it's like musicals or just like well-known with like an established front. So like what I was saying though is just like I think the importance of why I catered us to like becoming mid-20s theater society, mid-20s demographic specifically, is like it kind of represents like this age and also demographic of artists and people who aren't necessarily emerging, but yet again they haven't established themselves yet. So they're stuck in this limbo, and I think there's all this work that they're creating that's very innovative and, you know, very beautiful and, like, really catered to the now, but just, like, because it's so new and sort of foreign in a sense, they struggle to find a place to really debut it. So sometimes that stuff just doesn't necessarily get introduced to the world because it's just, like, it doesn't fit anywhere. So it's hard to find support, you know,
yeah.
like with funding. Yeah, so which is surprising because, like, we're starting with a play like This Is Our Youth, which is fairly well-known but still has, like, not super well-known.
Right.
I guess with Lonergan's, like, rise to fame in a way, he's still fairly, like, more independent, cultish type guy. So, like, I'm hoping by introducing this work, we want to kind of approach it to sort of just, like, a bigger demographic, but rather just, like, having this tone of works that are more complex and nuanced and just sort of bringing that into the light and showing that, you know, theater still has a lot more to offer with regards to just, like, further understanding and not just as, like, entertainment. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah. Now, when you start a production like this, I mean, not only a production like this, but a company like this, especially with the experience that you've had in film and television, coming back to the theater, if you will, or doing theater in the midst of working in film and television, was that important for you? I guess there are skills and talents that are honed working on the stage that wouldn't otherwise, I guess, you know, be exercised if you
like,
on film or TV, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. No, like, definitely. I agree. Like, I think the mediums are very, very different. And the way, like, kind of like what the priority should be with regard to, like, film is there's a whole technical aspect to it as well. And in a sense, you can kind of create this jigsaw puzzle to portray this picture. But the way, what I learned most about theater, other than, is literally just the actors. Like, I think theater, in the end, it's all about just like translating the story and telling what you want to say. But for me, I think what helped the most with regards to film is actually just like being able to work with the actors and kind of give them this freedom and, in a sense, trust them. And that they're not just these props that you just work around, but rather like they actually have so much to offer with regards to the character. Like when I'm doing film, the expectations of an actor is to just have them show up on set because there's so little time. And then in a sense, they come with all this homework and you cast people who have created the character already to a certain extent. So you don't really have to like kind of create the character with them. For theater, you have a lot more time. And then when it comes to developing the character, like I guess the classical way is to literally have the director start it off with having this actor as a blank slate and then filling that blank slate with whatever the director wants to fill. But the way that I'm going about this is like it's really just collaborative and organic, and I'm just like trusting all this space into my actors and being like, you know Jessica more than I do, but like we can both figure her out. But in the end, it's like she is like Mackenzie's in a sense creating Jessica, and Quinn's creating Warren, and Zach's creating Dennis. And the products that they're giving me and just, like, what they're showing is amazing. Like, it's very collaborative. If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I understand, yeah. It's been a pleasure talking to you today, and my compliments to you and all good wishes with not only this production but this new company. It'll add something that is necessary in this town, and so I hope it does well for you.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, come see it if you have the chance.
Will do. Kenneth Lonergan's This Is Our Youth is presented by Mid-20s Theater Society and Red Gate Art Society. It runs the 14th to the 23rd of July. Visit mtstheater.com for tickets and information. The production's director, Bohan Bridge, joined me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Planta.